This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year, too. This is the Talk Radio Review, a service of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and co-hosts and friends. Jennifer Horan is here, Victoria Keelan is here, and you're here. Now, normally during this hour of what we call the countdown with Michael Harrison, he does the other hour with me. We go through the top 10 items that have been researched by Talkers Magazine from the week, all the big items and the people that are supportive of the discussions on News Talk Radio. But because it's Christmas and because I really wanted to try something different this year, I, as usual, have no idea what will come out of the next couple of hours. But because Jennifer is here and Victoria is here, I love them both. I thought we would go through, in a countdown fashion, the things from music, television, our lives that are the most important to us. And you kind of pick it as we go through these things. I'm sure many of you will reflect on the things in your life. So if I were to ask all of you who are listening to do something, to participate, if you will, with us, think about the top 10 best Christmases of your life. The top 10 in terms of music, songs that you like at this time of year, the top 10 gifts that you have gotten over your lifetime, all the things that fit into this thing that is so important. And it isn't just about Christianity and Jesus, but we all exchange gifts this time of year, no matter, at least in my circle of friends. I'm not much of a gift giver or buyer, but this year what I did was send Eastleigh Farm aprons to people who were, important to me. Yeah, we had them made, and so I thought that, and somebody already said, this is the best gift I've gotten this year. Well, I think I almost think that it's sacrilegious to open your gifts before Christmas, but a lot of people do it. And so under the circumstances, let's think about whether it has to be a list of the top 10. But I would start with you, Jennifer, and think about go back in your lifetime, the best. If I were to say, what was the number one gift that you received of all time, all through your life, what was the best, the number one gift? Or you can count down if you want to.
Well,
I
had a lot of great gifts. Obviously, I'm a child of the 80s, so the Cabbage Patch Kid, pretty stellar, because I was very excited. But I think I've told you guys my favorite Christmas, haven't I?
Christmas?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I was a young child, and what I
you were most children when yeah. their children are young. That's
well, and that. Yes. But this was a year where there were two things that I wanted. One was called My Pretty Pony, which was not to be confused, My Little Pony, because they were different. My Pretty Pony was bigger, and it had like the mane that you could actually, you could style and do all these things. It was very cute, and it winked, I think, at you, if I remember right. And then, Dougie, you'll appreciate this, I also wanted something called the Pumpkin Farm, which was like this little place that had a little wagon, and it went around, and like the things that happened on the farm, like things would come to life as the wagon would come over it. It was it was very archaic. You look at it online right now, it's still available on eBay, and you're like, wow, technology is really advanced. But those are the two things I really wanted. So I asked Anna for that. I wake up in the morning, I come out, and I see a note. I mean, I see other things under the tree, but I see a note from Santa that says, Dear Jennifer, we are so sorry because our elves have been so overwhelmed with the toy orders this year that it's been really difficult to get everything done, but I knew you would understand, and because your birthday's in February, I promise to come back down from the North Pole and leave you make a special trip to leave you your gift on your birthday morning.
Aw.
Now, I didn't realize I was getting an IOU at the time. But what was so cool about that is that Santa wrote to me, and that on my birthday I woke up and Santa had left me my two toys that I wanted, and he had walked, because there were boot marks from the chimney over to where he left the presents under the tree. So
very cool.
Yes. So for me, even though it seems like weird that there was an IOU under the tree, it was really meaningful because Santa talked to me and made a special trip down on my birthday. So that was my one of my favorite Christmas memories. And the pumpkin farm was awesome.
All right. So now we turn our attention to Victoria Keelan for the same sort of memory. The number one, we're doing the countdown. You could give us a couple of examples or just bring us right to number one.
I don't have a number one, to be honest. I'll just lower the expectations. No, I don't have one that stands out. I have a lot of really great Christmas memories. I've been lucky enough to have several Christmases with my dad's family in Ireland, which is a really unique and special kind of way to celebrate Christmas and the different traditions that, you know, that different cultures have, you know, Christmas crackers, you know, the things that you pull apart.
I love those.
Those are great.
Every year.
Yeah, so, you know, this things like that, I just, you know, it was fun, a lot of fun to have all of my cousins from Ireland together and seeing everybody on Christmas Day. And just, I love Ireland in general. And that mist that you wake up to, you know, on Christmas morning, it's a really cool experience. And
much
and
of the year you wake up to that mist in Ireland, depending on where you are in the country. It's misty.
And the weather's so bizarre. One year on Christmas Day, I remember we were playing outside. It was in the upper 50s, and all of our cousins were playing football or soccer or something, and then a blizzard came through and it was snowing. So it was, I mean, within an hour, it's very bizarre weather. But yeah, I always love Christmas. In terms of like toys or gifts, I will always remember, I don't remember how old I was, maybe I was about like 8 or 9, and my godparents are American but were living in Ireland at the time, and my godmother is like my fairy godmother, and so she used to buy me the coolest clothes, and so she sent me an entire outfit, and it was in 3 or 4 different boxes, and I was ripping open the paper, and I was so excited, and this all pink matching outfit, it was super cute, and then there was another small box. My mom said, oh, here, there's one more, and I opened it up, and it was a Swatch watch that matched the outfit. I know, so like that's definitely one. She would laugh if she probably doesn't even remember that she did that, but the coordination of the whole outfit, including shoes, was probably my favorite Christmas gift that I ever got.
One of the things that I want to...
It's very valuable. I know.
I want to share, we're looking at probably the most important, and the reflection is aimed at helping you think about these things yourself.
Well, you didn't answer your own question. You never answer your own questions.
I don't, because in this circumstance, I don't necessarily really want to go there, because Christmases when I was a kid were not great. So I'd rather just keep it on the up and up. And,
yeah,
I mean,
but
not
you got a great Christmas
horrible.
Gift.
Well, I had... thank
your
you.
Your Christmas gift as an adult was Megan.
Yeah.
At Christmas.
Yes, it was. Actually, that was what I was going to say. Thank you, Victoria and Jennifer. If I think about the Christmas gifts that I have received, the two best ones were Megan being born the day after Christmas in 1973, and Miles, my grandson, being born the day before Christmas in 2014.
That's
he just celebrated.
Good.
Yeah. You know, those are, I mean, think about gifts in a manner of speaking and what they brought me in the time in the real time of the births, but then thinking about what it has meant to me through the years to have these two, and certainly I wouldn't discount Brendan, but his birthday is in October, so we just kind of, it's close to my birthday, so we usually celebrate them together. But yeah, those were the fabulous gifts. It isn't about things so much as it is sometimes about
just two Christmases ago, you also had all your kids at the farm, and you had a Christmas tree and snow, and right? And Miles, I remember, he got his first, like, snow jacket.
Yeah, right.
We got to get you with the gratitude, Seth.
Well, I wanted to, that was the plan for this year. Miles is all worked up about coming here for Christmas and having the snow and yada, yada. And, of course, now we can't do it. And that brings around, you know, the focus on what we can't have, which is what a lot of people are thinking about, please don't do that. Don't think about what you can't have. Think about what you have. And maybe that's why, again, we're going through this exercise, the top things that you remember that you've had. And in that light, I want to talk about Christmas stories. Your favorite, we'll do the top three with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, the top three Christmas stories. I certainly have mine, and I bet everybody listening has theirs. We'll do that as we continue here on a sort of special Christmas countdown, a review of the hot hits in your life at Christmas time, and ours as well, here on the DJV Show.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous, infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Heart-healthy food plans often focus on what you should eat. Dr. Stephen Kopetsky created a plan that reminds you of what to avoid.
There are four A's you need to be worried about. One is the addictive foods.
Processed foods. Think store-bought cookies, chips, french fries, etc.
You get a surge of energy from the fat and the sugar in them, and you want to eat them again. The second one are the add-on calories.
Sugary drinks and alcohol are major sources of add-on extra calories.
Third is the automatic foods. You go to the restaurant, getting ready to order, you look at the menu, they bring you some bread. All of a sudden you say, who ate all this bread? It was me.
And the fourth A is adulterated food, food that looks better than it really is.
They resemble real food, but it's the chemicals and processing we put in these foods that make them now able to be transported and last a long time, but they aren't that healthy for us.
So pay attention to the four A's of food for better heart health. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study. First Response is the answer.
Coming up to 19 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Normally this accompanies the countdown, the official countdown from Talkers Magazine. This week we're doing something different because it is Christmas, and I wanted to approach this in an entirely different way than I ever have before. Not only because it's Christmas, but because people this year are so tired of being hit over the head with all of these normal, whatever quote-unquote normal stories are, from the president to the election to the, you know, reality of what our businesses are. You know, come on, let's just forget about it for a while and think about, in this circumstance, your favorite Christmas story, Victoria, is...
My favorite Christmas story? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Give me, you
well,
gotta prepare.
I'll
a little
give
bit.
You my example, okay? So here's my favorite Christmas story is the one that appeared in the New York Sun in 1897.
I love this.
Why? Yeah. No, Virginia.
I was going to say Elf, the movie, but like no. I don't know where we're going
yes,
here.
Virginia,
so.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Have you all heard that? You know that. Well,
I've heard that phrase, but I don't know what else it was
written. Yeah, the great, great story of an 8-year-old who wrote an editorial about Santa Claus asking if there was one. Yes. There is. Okay, laugh. Go ahead.
Okay.
21 after. Yeah, yeah.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're about to become cheerleaders for the top five Christmas songs of all time. I don't know that I... Well, this is Spotify's list. I'm not sure that I'm buying into this. But it is the top five list. And
because
we're doing
the
countdown.
Based on their data, right? So it's
right.
Not the...
It's not. It's Spotify's top five. And at number five, Justin Bieber from 2011, a song called Mistletoe. I don't know this song. You ladies know this. You probably do.
Oh, yeah. This was a big hit for him. This is...
Yep.
I was looking at this list, and when I saw it, I was like, I have no idea what this song is, but now that I've heard it, totally.
Yeah,
you know this song.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's number five on the top five Spotify lists of streamed songs. An interesting way to look at this, to compare the different genres of being able to expose yourself to Christmas music. At number four, not a surprise, Michael Bublé's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Everywhere you go. It's from 2011.
Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once
again. He's pretty consistent with his Christmas.
Yes, he is. Maybe Mr. Modern Christmas.
It's beginning
to look a lot like Christmas. See, I could sing along with him. He and I could do concerts together.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sell out arenas.
But the prettiest sight to see is the
as there are arenas in the barnyard. How's that? All right, so that's Michael Bublé, number four on the streaming list from Spotify. Number three belongs to an original song from Ariana Grande. Santa, tell me. It was recorded and released in 2014. Again, this is not for this year. This is their all-time streamed list. We've had different lists coming from, generated by different organizations and companies and stuff, so it's interesting to throw these different songs into the mix. So that's number three from Ariana Grande. Number two, one you'll all recognize, George Michael, Wham! recorded in 1984. It was the number one Christmas song. I think we did this earlier in our countdown of Christmas songs on the DJV program. It's called Last Christmas. Crank that up, will you? Of course, right in time.
Yeah. You have a knack.
What Victoria's talking about is I can get the music. We get all excited about the music and the lyrics and stuff. And I say, okay, take it away. And we always find that instrumental riff in the middle of the song. But now we go back to the music. I like this.
Oh, I love this. I love anything George Michael did.
I have always liked him as well, Victoria. I agree.
What a voice. I loved Wham.
He died on Christmas Day. Talk about a Christmas memory. I remember cooking with my mom, and the news flash came on CNN or whatever news network was on that George Michael had died, and I just literally dropped stuff.
He was only like 53, too, I think. Wasn't he? 54, somewhere like that.
He had a heart attack in his sleep.
Yeah. Gonzo.
I gotta tell you, this song, though, sometimes gets overplayed for me.
Most of the stuff gets overplayed because
these
damn program directors are not creative enough to bring in lots of different the variety of versions of these songs. Like there's about 18 different versions of the Mariah Carey song, but hers is most popular, and that makes sense. All right, so there you go. I gave it away. Number one song.
Don't get sick of this song. I know I should.
Do I?
But I don't get sick of it.
Yeah, I like hearing this. All right, here you go, Mariah.
That, like, vintage wall of sound.
Well, it's not only that.
It's so cool.
My mind goes right to the movie.
Yes.
This song came out in 1994. I have a hard time believing it's been around for 26 years.
Yeah.
But it has. And she's going out on her bus on tour this year. You can look for that. Mariah Carey's number one most streamed Christmas song of all time, 28 after the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Surveillance images show an RV in downtown Nashville hours before it exploded on Christmas morning. Witnesses heard a message playing from the vehicle stating to clear the area and that a bomb would detonate in 15 minutes. The bomb went off a short time after police started evacuating buildings. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck investigating.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation.
The FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
Three people were wounded in the blast. Tissue was found near the site, but authorities have not said if it was from somebody inside the vehicle or if the explosive was remotely detonated. Authorities are investigating a Christmas night murder in a small town in central Arkansas. Five people were found dead at a residence in the town of Atkins. The Pope County Sheriff's Office believes all five were relatives. This is USA Radio News. Ohio and Pennsylvania had a white Christmas with more than a foot of snow. Drivers tell Fox 8 in Cleveland.
The roads are real bad. Ice, rain, slick. Bad out here. You got to have a four-wheel drive like this.
When you guys said it was going to snow, I wasn't expecting us to get it quite as much as we got. Kind of surprised.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol kept busy with crashes and helping stranded drivers. Snow, heavy rain, and winds knocked out power to tens of thousands of residents in the Northeast. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang could be running for mayor of New York City. The tech entrepreneur has filed paperwork to run in the primary election this coming June. CBS News reports Yang is also under consideration for the position of Commerce Secretary in the incoming Biden administration. The mayoral field is pretty crowded with nearly 40 candidates. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's second term ends in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, the service of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So what we're doing here in this hour, normally what we do is take the stories that have come from Talkers Magazine, and we go through them and give our anecdotal stuff that we know about each and every one of these stories. But because this year we really are worn out. You can hear I'm huffing and puffing. I was running around.
Are you okay? What are you doing?
Well, I was doing a couple of things to prepare to do Christmas with some of the people that work with me on the farm. So I had, you know, baskets and stuff that I set aside, and one of them was nosing around, so I had to quickly put them away because I don't want to give them to them right now. And that's another thing, the traditions of Christmas. So this hour, what I decided we'd do is take some of our own personal stories and share them with you. And then in the actual countdown hour, we're going to count down the stories, the good stories from this week, this year, with completely, we are not acknowledging, and it's like we've gone into a time warp, or we've taken a trip to Pluto, where there's nothing going on that's bad, it's all good. So we're going, the countdown itself will be things from, if you will, a top 10 list of the good news, things that people are doing. We've got some great stories that come from that department, that arena. All right, so meanwhile, back at the stories, I always get teary-eyed when I go through the story about Virginia and there being a Santa Claus and stuff, because I always, as a kid, I didn't want to think there wasn't a Santa Claus. I still, at my age, don't want to think there is a Santa Claus. So this really meant something to me, personally, in the story department. And I think, well, Jennifer's heard it, and I'm not going to go through it, although maybe you want me to go through it.
Would you make it through it?
I would make it through it.
Okay.
We don't want you
to be upset on Christmas.
Well, it's not that it'd be upset. I think what it does is it brings out in me, and I think a lot of people, and maybe it's an age thing, it brings out stuff that we can think about and the blessings that we have. I think, you know, there are tears of joy, and there are plenty of them at Christmas time, as well as being, you know, tears of sadness. It isn't, tearing up isn't all about being sad. I think that what I remember is not being able to express myself. I was not allowed to cry when I was a kid. And so, you know, if you're not allowed to cry, what we need is to be able to express ourselves. That's one of the big things. You don't ever want to shut anybody down in terms of expressing, because it'll mess them up as they get older. So the letter that came back, this young lady, Virginia O'Hanlon, was 8 years old, and she wrote this following letter. Dear editor, this went to the New York Sun at Christmas 1897. I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? And so the editor of the New York Sun, let's see here, I'm trying to find his name. It was Douglas somebody or other, writes the following. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they can see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or women or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world all about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if we in the world had no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance. We would have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. And you might as well hire, you know, I'm about to interpret this story because it's the reference is now to all of the people who watch chimneys all around the world on Christmas Eve to see if they can catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see Santa Claus, he writes, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there isn't a Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Do you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, love, romance, all these can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond all imagination. Is it all real? Ah, Victoria, in this world there is nothing else real and nothing more abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank heavens, he lives, and he lives forever. So that's the...
I like how you threw in Victoria instead of Virginia.
I know.
Down
that was
that.
Sweet.
Well,
it's more personal.
Little, yep. Yeah, right. Have to do a little editing. All right. So do you have stories? I use that as an example because you said to me, give us an example of things. When you were a child, either of you, did your parents read to you on Christmas Eve? Did you have the story of Rudolph read to you? Did you have the Frosty the Snowman? Those are the kinds of things that I was exposed to when I was a kid. Were they gone by the time you two were children?
I mean, 'twas the night before Christmas. That definitely was read to us.
Right.
I don't... Yeah, I mean, my mom was really more into, like, I remember she read a lot of, like, Robert Frost's poems and stuff to us as kids.
Right.
So we didn't really
stopping
do a lot of,
stopping
like,
by woods on a snowy
exactly.
evening.
Exactly. We had that I had that memorized by the time I was, like, four.
Did you?
Yeah. So, yeah, there was things like that. But, yeah, it's nice memories of Christmas Eve and mm-hmm. just the excitement of... I'm always amazed how kids even sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right.
You know, how Santa never gets caught because kids are, you know, it's kind of amazing.
Kids get all worked up, you know, that energy. Once they hit the pillow, it's done. But how many of us try to stay awake all night long?
Oh my gosh.
Never make it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never did it. So
like they were drugging us.
I'm trying to picture you sitting in your father's lap or your mother's lap, Jennifer, and your father reading you a story on Christmas Eve, or you were trying to go to bed, trying to go to sleep. Did he do that with regularity?
For most of my childhood, he was not at home. I mean, my parents were split up pretty early. My mom read to me all the time. My mom is a huge reader, and I was trying to think if we read anything like Christmas centric. I mean, I think we read all of the classics, but we were always reading something. Like we read all of the Little House on the Prairie books. We read everything together. We'd sit, you know, in bed at night, and I'd lay on her arm, and she'd read, and it was that was cool. As far as my dad goes, I don't know. I don't remember it being like specific to Christmas. I don't know how much my dad would read to me, but when he did, he would always make the like jokes and change the things and always tick me off because I knew how the story was supposed to go, but he'd always just ad lib it because he was trying to make me laugh. So the victims of him most of the time when I was very young were the Berenstain Bears. He hated the Berenstain Bears. He thought they were idiots. And so he hated them. He hated them because and hate's a strong word, but he thought they were always getting themselves into dumb situations. And so he would always kind of change the story around to make me laugh.
Uh-huh.
So, it was, those are kind of my reading memories. As far as Christmas though, it wasn't like we sat around. I do remember that wherever we were, there was always the rule that we had to go wake up mom or dad before it was time to go see what Santa had brought because you had to have a parent with you or you couldn't go.
So you got Santa in two different houses.
Santa only came to one house.
Oh, okay.
But like whoever happened to be there, both of them or one of them, whatever, I always had to wake up a parent before Christmas morning.
Yeah, but your father would be bah humbug.
Right, no, 44. Are you kidding? He was up earlier, actually. Yeah. He'd be the one to want
he doesn't
to see
sleep
it.
As it is. He's probably
anyway.
Had lots of
right.
He's probably had lots of conversations with Santa over the years.
It's 44 after the hour. The Talk Radio Review, big stories, thinking about memories of Christmas. These would be the top items. Think about your best memories, the best memories. And we'll talk about Christmas cards, best Christmas cards, and best foods for Christmas in our experience as we, you know, look at, what was the best card you ever got? What's the best food to eat for Christmas? That's what's in our mind here on the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program adding some benefit, a little expansive thought, if you will, for the Christmas countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen, and with normally Michael Harrison here, we have the official top 10 items and the people, and I spend a minute going through each one of those. But because we're not doing that this week, there are some other things, quickies, that have made its way into the list, if you will. They didn't make the top 10. One of them is an approach to taking care of food waste and hunger for people who at Christmas time do not have. A lot of restaurants, a lot of food stores are doing that. People are also adopting folks for the healthcare workers are adopting people, bringing them home for Christmas so that they can have, you know, a lot of people have gotten sick, a lot of people don't have a family, and we're getting to know more about people, so that's a kind of cool thing, I think. And then there are a bunch of women who got together this past week who learned that they were all sisters. They found out after 24 years they had the same father. I thought that was kind of a cool story as well. So there's a lot of good things happening, and that's what we're underscoring here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Heart-healthy food plans often focus on what you should eat. Dr. Stephen Kopetsky created a plan that reminds you of what to avoid.
There are four A's you need to be worried about. One is the addictive foods.
Processed foods. Think store-bought cookies, chips, french fries, etc.
You get a surge of energy from the fat and the sugar in them, and you want to eat them again. The second one are the add-on calories.
Sugary drinks and alcohol are major sources of add-on extra calories.
Third is the automatic foods. You go to the restaurant, it's getting ready to order, you look at the menu, they bring you some bread. All of a sudden you say, who ate all this bread? It was me.
And the fourth A is adulterated food, food that looks better than it really is.
They resemble real food, but it's the chemicals and processing we put in these foods that make them now able to be transported and last a long time, but they aren't that healthy for us.
So pay attention to the four A's of food for better heart health. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, let's make quick work of this, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug on the DJV Countdown to Christmas. The best Christmas card you ever received, do you remember what it looked like, what it said, Jennifer? What was the caption on it?
I don't know if I've
had
any.
Was it one you sent or one that you got? That's also another, I think, aspect of this.
I've had plenty of great Christmas cards. There was one very extra special, like beautiful one that I got years ago that I was like, what am I going to do with this? I can't toss it. So I put it in a frame, and it still is part of my like holiday decor that comes out every year at Christmas time. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's black and white, but it's sparkly. It's very pretty.
What about you? What do you have, Victoria, in your memory?
This year I got a lovely, from a friend of mine, we host our Beauty Pop podcast together, and she sent me
this really beautiful card. It wasn't, the card itself was, you know, was sort of traditional, but right. the message was just really lovely. So, and it was very moving. And so that one stands out this year because it's top of mind, but it was really beautiful and I'm definitely saving it.
I got a card from somebody 1 year. This Christmas, mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, keep a promise, find the time, forgive an enemy. That's the best card I ever got.
Oh,
it's
cool.
10 before the hour, yeah.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, this may have been one of the best years you've ever had. Some people will tell you that as we get to the end of the year. At the end of the week, every week, we take Tech Talk and review the top five tech stories of the week. There are a lot of different things. People say to me, Victoria, there's so many different things that you do on your program. I was looking at the DJV download today, talking about home prices and J-Lo and A-Rod and all of that sort of stuff and Christmas traditions. All that stuff is part of it. And we talk about these things in general, but specifically, we take this time to go through the top five of the week technology stories. Victoria Keelan researches. So we got the Queen up in number five position as we work our way to number one. Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So Alexa is hooked up with Queen Elizabeth this year for her Christmas Day message. And you'll be able to replay it if you miss it on Christmas Day. And it will start on Christmas at 3 p.m. GMT, which is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you just say that phrase, Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message, then you will be able to hear Queen Elizabeth broadcasting her traditional message. This time, it's actually for the first time because she and Prince Philip are not traveling. Normally, they're at their country home in Sandringham. So this time, they're actually staying put at Windsor Castle. So that's where she'll be delivering her speech from. And as you might imagine, this year, her speech will probably include some, you know, messages about COVID and commenting on, you know, what a rough year it's been for so many people around the world. But she always offers, you know, messages of hope and unity, and it's,
you know, as you and I know, Doug, we're both kind of Anglophiles, so it's such a big tradition for the UK to listen to her Christmas message. And so this year she's going high tech. Amazon says, after a challenging year, millions of people from across the Commonwealth will be eagerly awaiting Her Majesty the Queen's message on Christmas Day by creating this world-first innovation, just as we did in 2012 with the release of her speech on Kindle. We hope that even more people will be able to enjoy her uplifting words. So even the Queen is high tech this year. Everybody's into tech.
Number four, members of the Space Force and what they're going to be called going forward.
Mm-hmm. This week, Vice President Mike Pence made an announcement at an event celebrating the Space Force's one-year anniversary, and he says that the members of the United States Space Force will officially be called Guardians. And the organization traces the name Guardians back to an old Air Force Space Command motto from 1983, Guardians of the High Frontier. And so a lot of people said, oh, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't. Guardians of the Galaxy probably got their inspiration for the name from the 1983 Space Command motto. And so they're pulling different astronauts from NASA. They've got this is a military branch of the Air Force. So it'll be interesting to see the kind of things that they do in the future. A lot of people speculated about what the incoming Biden administration will do with the Space Force, and it looks like they are not changing anything. They're moving forward with exactly the way that it's set up right now.
Number three, Verizon's nationwide 5G can be yucca bunga.
That's true. The Verizon's new nationwide 5G network is reportedly slower than its slower than its former LTE network. So here's the deal. If you are, PC Magazine did a lot of tests on this. Depending on where you are in the country, if you find that your phone, when you look down at your phone, if it's not staying in 5G, you may actually want to just turn the 5G off and stick with the LTE because you will find faster speeds. But again, it just depends on where you are in the country and what your service is like.
All right, number two.
This was sort of a big one that a lot of people don't realize, but check out your next cable bill. And if you're still being charged a $10 or $15 rental fee for your router or cable modem, call them up and say, this is illegal, because it is. Starting last Sunday on December 20th, this became illegal for them to charge you for a rental fee for the modem or the router. So heads up on that one. You can save $10 to $15 a month.
And you don't have to go buy your own either, by the way. If you buy your own and then you call them up for service, they may refuse to give it to you because it's not their. They may charge you for it because it's not their router. Have that in mind.
Correct.
As well.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
All right. Okay, number one this week in the top five tech story department.
This is obviously the biggest story of the week. Prosecutors have accused Google and Facebook of forging a pact to help defend each other against antitrust complaints.
I'm sure we're all shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, they've had, apparently this is an unredacted complaint. The deal was given the name Jedi Blue from, like, Star Wars. So, obviously, both parties deny this, and they say that this is, this is just an antitrust suit that's coming at them from Texas. This started in Texas, and Republican attorneys general are coming at them. So we'll see where it goes, but it may go nowhere, but I don't know. I think the end result is they want to break up these companies, but I don't see that happening.
Top five technology stories here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Victoria Keeler and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.